Maloney's suddenly staring me down with a two in my face. Good morning, Maloney. Aaron, are you irritable today?
Hour number two here on the Doug and Wolf Show. Good morning, Basin audience. Ron Wolfley and Doug Franz. Flash the two, Bear. I did not see you flash the two. As a matter of fact, right? It's a Cowbell Friday. Savages in the morning. Let's roll. Everybody's working for the
weekend. So I didn't realize, and I'll just say it, we'll pull back the curtain. I didn't realize you were doing the update live. So sorry I kept trying to talk to you. I tried to talk to Aaron the entire not-so-beautiful part of the program, and you kept looking at me like, what? And then I realized you were doing the update.
Yeah, I tried to do it at a new spot, but...
Yeah.
You want a piece of my heart?
At some point this hour, we'll give away another Madden 19. And you got your chance to be a winner every hour of the Doug and Wolf Show, every hour of Bickley and Murata. And then every hour of Burns and Gambo, you've got a chance to win Madden 19 today. Keep listening for the sounder. And then when we play the sounder, that lets you know, we'll give you one name. If you want it to be your name, text Madden to 620-620 for your chance to be a winner. Last night was the first time of football being back, other than the Hall of Fame game. And after the pain of last year and watching the Hall of Fame game, I don't really like to consider the Hall of Fame game as counting.
It does.
But... full disclosure, before we say any compliments about anybody, last year, Blaine Gabbert dominated the Hall of Fame game.
Yes.
He was fantastic.
Yes, Blaine Gabbert.
So remember, any compliment that anybody receives, well, Blaine Gabbert got them all last year. Having said that...
breaks out wide right, empty backfield, five options. Peterman goes to the air. He's got him in. He's got a touchdown!
The Bills game against the Panthers was so strange yesterday.
Was that, Douglas?
Because, number one, you had two quarterbacks that you never expected do very, very well.
No.
A.J. McCarron was 7 of 10. Nathan Peterman, he's the one that Tyrod Taylor got benched for and threw five picks in the first half last year in a regular season game. He was fantastic in this game.
Mm.
9 of 10 on the game, did so many things well. Then Josh Allen comes in, and Josh Allen comes in and kind of, on a few passes, you said, man, that's a top 10 draft pick.
Yeah.
And on a few passes, you said, did you play D1 college? I mean, it was, some of them were all over the place. And what did they come in this year? They came in with the big question of, can you accurately complete a pass? He could not accurately complete quite a few passes. And it is the age-old argument, and I really remember what Steve Keim said to us, that he believes that you can tweak accuracy.
Yes.
But you cannot fix accuracy.
Yes.
Which is interesting because no one's ever questioned Rosen's accuracy, and that's all you saw from Josh Allen was brilliant passes on one hand and then sadly inaccurate passes on another.
Yes, you can't improve accuracy significantly. There are two schools of thought in the National Football League. John Gruden's one of them. John Gruden thinks you can.
Mm-hmm.
John Gruden believes you can improve the accuracy of a quarterback. And then there are other people that will say, no, I mean, yeah, you can do it a little bit. You can actually, you can help a guy get a little bit more accurate, but you just can't really improve his accuracy overall. I mean, there's basically two schools of thought, and I think you characterized it perfectly when you said what you did, Douglas.
Truth be told, I'm officially on the you can only tweak it.
You can tweak it.
After Logan Thomas.
Yes.
Because when Logan Thomas got drafted, I thought, wow, he wasn't all that good at Virginia Tech, but okay. You know, I mean, it's some pretty smart people that are drafting him. Let's wait and see what happens. And then he hit me in the foot with a pass when I was 20 yards away from the line,
yes.
from out of bounds. And
yes.
I thought, that's not good.
Right.
And it never got better.
That was problematic, right?
And now he's a tight end.
Yes.
So granted, it's one guy. But I'm officially on that side of the bandwagon.
Yes, I don't think you can significantly improve accuracy. Either you got it or you don't. It's innate.
Now, before the game, it got a little more interesting. This was very strange, in which I think a lot of you have heard Kelvin Benjamin, longtime receiver with the Carolina Panthers, declared in an article in The Athletic that if he would have had an accurate quarterback, his numbers would be dramatically better. Now, you could argue true or not, because Cam Newton is not that accurate of a quarterback, but he does so many other things well. Don't you want Cam Newton? Wouldn't you like to have Cam Newton as a quarterback if you're a team without a quarterback?
Cam Newton!
And after saying that, Cam Newton didn't really like that very much, and they're playing against each other. So in the pregame, Cam Newton walks up to him and wants to have a conversation with him, but doesn't really want to walk right up in his face. So he walks up, and Thomas Davis is there talking to Kelvin Benjamin.
Thomas Davis.
And he kind of pushes Thomas Davis aside as if to say, it's time for us to have this out. And Davis just walks away. Okay. He just walks away. There's nobody that gets involved in this.
He
nobody
was smiling
really tries
the
to
whole step.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Cam Newton starts in, but doesn't just directly talk to him. Just kind of talks to him, walks away, talks to him, walks away. And then at the same time, Kelvin Benjamin now is trying to get out of the situation altogether.
Yeah.
So afterwards, the media asked him, what happened here?
I was just moving on from it, I guess.
What did he say to you?
Who?
I mean, not serious, really.
What did you say to him?
Moving on from it.
It looked like you tried to walk away from him a few times.
Huh?
It looked like you tried to walk away from him a few times.
Yeah, just moving on from it.
You didn't want to get into it.
Yeah.
What was he trying to say to you?
I don't even know. I wasn't even trying to listen.
Wow.
That was weird.
It's just weird, actually. You're just looking at Cam Newton. You know what? Honestly, on one part, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you right now, I look at Cam Newton and what he did, and I think that's the way to do it as a man, to be able to go up there and square up the jaw and say what you must in front of somebody else, right? And just say, listen, why did you say this? Why did you do this? Whatever it may be, I give him a lot of credit for that, actually, right? But on the other hand, the way that he did it.
That's what I mean.
The hands,
it was so passive-aggressive and strange.
The hands behind the back are just like, hey, listen, I'm going to put my hands back here just so you know that I'm not going to throw on you. I'm not going to sucker punch you, right? And oh, maybe just to remind myself that I better stay under control here.
The other thing that I don't like about it is in today's day and age.
That's Cam Newton, though.
I'm going to take a wild guess. And anybody that's in Cam Newton's generation, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to guess that he has Benjamin's phone number. I'm going to guess a quarterback has the phone number of their receivers. And so when you take care of it during the pregame, to me, you're saying, I want everyone to see I'm tough. I want everyone to see I'm going to handle this. I want every because
yeah,
you know
honestly,
everyone's going to see it.
Honestly, Douglas, if somebody said that about me, I would not want to do it over the phone either. I can't stand the phone. I want to do it face to face.
Don't you think there's a difference between, though, man to man in real life and man to man in football? Because unless he was going up to actually fight, which I think we could pretty well see.
He wasn't
going to
fight.
He wasn't. But then, if you're doing it in that way, you know all the cameras are on you. You know that you're going to be seen. I mean, that's part of it now. If you're mad at somebody, you don't have to worry about that. That the cameras aren't going to start rolling.
Let me just say this quickly, okay? There have been times, ladies and gentlemen, there have been times where people have said things about me on this show where I walked right up to them and said, did you say this? Why? I mean, man to man, I could have called him, but who wants to do that? Who wants to do that over the phone, ladies and gentlemen? Nobody does.
I totally agree. I'm just saying, from the standpoint of you in taking care of it in the office,
the
is different than you
did,
walking to the 50-yard line when everybody's going to be watching.
You said it best, though, the passive-aggressive nature.
Strange.
The putting the hands back there and just kind of looking at him and trying to square up. I mean,
huge year, by the way.
Right thing to do, just wrong way to do it, Cam.
The offensive coordinator is Norv Turner. The classic drop-back quarterback offensive coordinator. Are you going to prove that you can do this, Cam? This is the year for him to prove, beyond a shadow of a doubt, what he can do to lead that team. Coming up next, according to Chandler Jones, there is one name to look for in tomorrow's preseason game against the Chargers. That's good, Mahoney. I'm teased. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Yesterday, Bickley and Murata, Chandler Jones, great conversation available for you at arizonasports.com if you didn't hear it. And Wolf, you've been talking about it since basically for 2 years now, but more specifically, all offseason of what you're paying attention to and who you've called out in a positive way. Chandler Jones said what he's looking for and what his eyes are on Robert Kimdichie.
I think that we definitely have the personnel to play a 4-3 defense. Everyone's flying around. And I'm going to say this name again, Robert Kimdichie.
Yeah.
He's been having a phenomenal camp. The things that he does, I mean, he could ruin an offense. I mean, his get-off is fast. He's explosive. He looks like he's coming into himself, you know. And it's just very exciting to watch.
I love Chandler Jones, first of all, right?
Bullish on the Deitch. I had a chance at the beginning of camp to sit down with Chandler Jones. He brought him up on his own, said he hired a personal pass rush coach in the offseason, the Deitch.
Really?
He went out. That is a great sign, is it not? I don't care if the guy made many improvements or not, but the fact that he's all in on himself and that sort of commitment, and he got himself his own personal coach when you're not allowed to work with the NFL coaches in the offseason, I thought that was a great sign.
You know, it was so cool, Basin O'Neans. We were able to sit around, actually, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and talk a little bit about the broadcast coming up tomorrow night, right? The Cardinals-Chargers game, the preseason game coming up, and we're actually going to take a camera. We're going to stick it on Robert Kimdichie every play. Think about that for a minute right there. Every play that he is in the game, there's going to be – Robert, if you're listening right now, Deitch, if you're listening right now, every play you're in the game, we're going to have a camera on you.
Did Calvisi Consulting not say take the same camera then on offense, put it on Mason Cole?
I want
an ISO camera on Mason Cole.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the ISO camera will be on Mason Cole.
There you go.
Well. Very, very
My invoice is in the mail.
Honestly, I'm fascinated with Robert Kimdichie because there's a new defense, because there's a new voice, because there's a new message, because there's a new messenger. And I think that's exactly what he needed, a new paradigm for a new start. Now, it's time for him to go do what he's got to do. Otherwise, he's going to be on his way.
Just from a camp sense, now this is a week ago, but this is his defensive coordinator.
I'm impressed with him. He had a really good practice today, and he's coming off the ball. He's aggressive. He's being disruptive. That's what we want.
So you've had another week since Al Holcomb said that for it to go down. So this is yesterday. Steve Wilks at the press conference was asked again about Robert Kimdichie, and it doesn't sound like anything's changed.
Coach Holcomb and I were talking the other day. I think he's having a great camp. Again, that consistency, that's what we're looking for, and hopefully it can carry over to the game. He has tremendous skill set to be able, you know, to dominate up front when he's focused and locked in. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. He got to get out there and prove it in the game, but I'm looking for some great things out of him this year.
To me, it's the same question you have with Hassan Reddick. Can the coaches trust you? They see it in the individual drills. They see all the athleticism. You have all the tools. You have the skill set. But when it comes to running a defense in a regular season game, can they trust you to be in the right spot at the right time? Mm-hmm. Robert Kimdichie, are you gap sound? Are you going to have – you can't have any of those mental errors and blown assignments that leave a huge hole or a gap. Other teams will exploit it. Same thing with Hassan Reddick. We know you're fast and athletic. Can you play fast and be reliable?
Everyone says breakout year. Okay, for Robert Kimdichie. This is Corey Peters on Bickley and Murata just at the beginning of the week.
Well, I think the thing that we all know about Robert is that he has a very unique skill set that's unmatched by, I can't really think of another player. You know, he would be the most elite of athlete in the NFL. So his problem has always been putting everything together, playing within a system, and doing things consistently. And I think that the past 2 years has been a huge learning experience. It kind of was a situation where, you know, you have to take two steps back to take three steps forward. So I think that this year is going to be an excellent time for him to break out, and I think that he's going to do some spectacular things.
So what is a breakout year for Robert Kimdichie? What does that quantify that?
Well, man, I know that's difficult to do right there because, once again, a three technique, a true savage three, a destructive, disruptive three is a guy that not always is going to make tackles. He's not always going to be that guy, right? It's not sacks and pressures per se. It's just getting off and being disruptive for protections and for any type of running game as well, right? Any blocking assignments that you can destroy, I think that is what they want to see Robert Kimdichie do, and it's hard to track that.
He's still looking for his first sack in the NFL, and I'm not going to grade him on sacks. You know, QB pressures, collapsing the pocket from the interior, coming up through the A and B gaps, I think that would be a real good sign. I mean, Calais did a lot of that. There were years where he didn't get a lot of sacks.
Right.
Man, did he impact the pocket. There's no doubt about that. You know, It's the little things for Robert Kimdichie. My understanding, he's so athletically dominant, he never had to worry about the little things until he got to the NFL.
Absolutely.
And it matters.
Listen, you know, Robert Kimdichie as well, would you say he's an artist, Paul? Would you say that Deitch is an artist, right? I mean, you know him as well, Douglas. You know the way this guy is, right? I mean,
musically inclined.
Musically inclined, and not only that, he fancies himself to be a Renaissance man, right?
He's right-brained.
I think there's no doubt about that, and it's the coolest thing in the world. And what the Deitch, to me, and I've told him this, ladies and gentlemen, what he's got to understand, the coolest thing in the world is to walk inside those white lines and change your paradigm to a point where you're completely different. You know, there's a famous quote out there that says an entertainer gives people what they want, and an artist gives people what they didn't know they wanted. But I could say this. I would add this to it, Robert. A paradoxical player gives them both. And he's got the capability of being that guy, of doing both, right? Giving people what they want and also giving people what they didn't know they wanted.
I've seen plenty of artists who've given me what I didn't want, and I was very confident I didn't want him.
Patrick Peterson has decided he really doesn't want Robert Kimdichie's leopard skin Zubas that he's been wearing basically
but the
Deitch every
is
day
such
at camp.
He's such a rare talent. He could do both.
How many times in camp in 11-11 were like, well, that play would have been blowed up by Robert Kimdichie?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, they keep running the play, but
it's time. You heard Coach Wilkes right there, Paulie. What did he say? It's time to actually carry that over to a game.
I'm not going
to
get ahead of myself, he said. Paul, coming up next is a listeners-only meeting where people are going to call 602-260-9870, and they're going to say one thing. What is your big question that you want answered tomorrow night? I ask you, what is your big question you want answered tomorrow? You are caller number one, Paul.
I want answers at a receiver. Do they have a legit number two receiver? Who's going to step up? I just think, though, Doug, this is your platform to yell at the listeners. I think this is why you do that. Try not to yell at the listeners this time.
Join Kevin McCabe and AZ Preps Live tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 at the Chick-fil-A just east of the 101 on Chandler Boulevard. You'll have the chance to win free Chick-fil-A for a year, Cardinals preseason tickets, and more. The Chick-fil-A High School Football Roadshow Series is going on all season. Visit the events page at arizonasports.com for details. Coming up next, with the new era of Cardinals football getting underway tomorrow, it's time for a listeners-only meeting.
602-260-9870.
What is your number one question that you want answers to? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Oh, boy.
You've been without Arizona Cardinals football for a year now.
Quit it now!
And you've got a question.
602-260-9870.
Here is what you are providing. Your number one question that you demand answers to, and you want that question answered by our opinion and the official answer by the end of Saturday night.
Yes. Bulls on parade tomorrow night at University of Phoenix Stadium. Go to It's time for a listeners-only meeting, ladies and gentlemen. Not a players-only meeting. A listeners-only meeting. Bulls on parade.
Matt is the first caller. He's calling in from God's country. Matt, good morning. You're on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. What's your one Cardinals question?
Hey, good morning. Big fan of the show. Number one question. I want to see how many people are going to get blown up by the fullback, baby.
Matt, that was severe pandering. Severe pandering right
You know what? The fullback is back. Did you happen to notice all these other preseason games as well? Just how many teams are actually using a fullback right now? It makes perfect sense. We all know why. I'm not going to go over it once again. But it is very interesting because it is part of dogma. Dogma, it is philosophy, is it not? It is your conviction. It's part of the Arizona Cardinal and the offense going forward.
Tony in Glendale, good morning, Tony. You're on with Doug and Wolf. What's your big Cardinal question you want answered tomorrow night?
Good morning, you two. My number one question is, can our offensive line hold water? We can't throw a pass, and we can't run a play unless our offensive line holds water.
I love it, Matt. I love it right there. You know what, honestly, this is what we're talking about, right? This is the way that it's got to go. It's got to go this way. The offensive line holds the key to the entire season. They do. Because if you don't give David Johnson room to run the ball, and if you can't protect Sam Bradford, I ask you, Basinonians, what can you do as a football team if you can't do those two things?
I'm going to go more specific, because my number one question is Mason Cole. I mean, just because he plays well tomorrow night doesn't mean he's going to be a great NFL player.
Yes.
And if he plays terrible tomorrow night, it doesn't mean he'll never recover. But it's not even everybody else on the offense. I'm a little worried about Andre Smith, I admit, but I'll wait and see. But Mason Cole, so you say O-line, I go specific to center. Tim in Phoenix, good morning. You're on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. What question do you want answered from your Cardinals?
Okay, first of all, I want to say, Ron, tonight when I play Tecmo Ball, I'm totally giving you the ball.
Okay, all right, thank you. What's the other thing you want to say, brother?
Okay, I want to know what our special teams is going to be like, because it seems like the last couple of years, when we need a field goal made, we can't make it. I want to know special teams and punting and all that. I know it's not the sexy subject, but I still
want to
know.
Oh, no, my brother, of course, you're right about that. It really isn't. Everyone forgets about the transition game, right? Special teams. It isn't a sexy subject, maybe, but I can tell you right now, I really, really am a big fan of Jeff Rogers. Again, listen, hear me well on this. It takes players. You can have the greatest schemes. You can practice it, and they do. Oh, my goodness, they practice special teams. Steve Wilks believes in special teams, and that's the reason why Jeff Rogers is here. Jeff Rogers is an excellent, excellent coach, by my estimation. I've gotten the opportunity, dare I say the pleasure, of actually getting to know him and his philosophies and his tactics. And I am impressed, ladies and gentlemen. I am, but even Jeff will tell you, he's got to have the players. The players are the guys that make the difference. He needs a core group of 5 to 6 guys. Forget about the skill. The skill is the skill. Your punter's the punter, and your kicker's the kicker, and your holder's the holder for the most part. You've got to have a core group of guys that set the tone in transition. And I think there's a possibility they could have excellent special teams if the right 5 guys make the team.
What did you say his name was, the special teams coach?
Jeff Rogers?
Jeff Rogers, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Why?
You nailed it. It's just, it's not Amos Jones. So, of course, they'll be better on special teams. Yeah. Gavin, good morning. You're on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Gavin, Gold Canyon, what's your big Cardinals question, Gavin?
Good morning, Savages of the Morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, but I think you can just
borrow a little bit. I love the data, and I can't wait to get some football stats to break down. But my question is, who's the future of the Cardinals offense? We've had Fitz for years. David Johnson has been kind of hurt the last couple of years. Who's the future of this Cardinals offense? Thanks, guys.
David Johnson, thank you very much. David Johnson. I know people are going to say Josh Rosen. You know what? Honestly, until Josh Rosen goes out and proves that he can actually play in the National Football League, I can't say he's going to be the future of the Arizona Cardinals. Right now, David Johnson has done. And I'm going to say David Johnson is the future of the Arizona Cardinals offense.
I was a little worried that Gavin had Shane Doan's cell phone number. Sally, good morning. You're on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Hi, Sally.
Good morning, Doug and Wolf. My question is, can that rookie be the glue like AQ was?
Oh, boy, you're talking about Mason Cole, correct?
Yeah, the kid that's taken over for AQ since AQ went down.
Man, I love it right there, right? I mean, that is a salient call right there, right? Talking about the trenches and whether or not the trenches that are going to be on the same page. Because if you're not on the same page down low, if you're not on the same page in the trenches, you're done. It's over. Mason Cole, the one thing I continue to hear about him is the guy knows the offense. The guy's on top of it offensively. It's going to come down to the execution. It's not before the ball is snapped with Mason Cole, Sally. It's after the ball is snapped. That's the question. What's he going to do? Is he going to be able to execute what it is that he's already called?
When I've watched him running with 2s and 3s before the AQ Shipley injury, I thought, man, great pick. This is going well. Since the AQ injury. It seems like he either, and then listen, this is a guy that is not in the film room, so how do I know? But I'm guessing by body language, conversations with coaches afterwards, stuff like that, is that he either gets one or the other right. He either gets the call right and then kind of gets blown up because he's thinking so much he's not being physical, or he's physically active and involved, and then after he's physically active and does a good block, I see him talking to a lot of the coaches, and the coaches are pointing at people.
Yes.
And I've kind of gotten the strange feeling that he's getting one, or he's either physical and not getting the mental part right, or he's doing a good job making the call, and then he gets blown up.
Yes. Imagine if you had a big globe and you could stick it on your head, ladies and gentlemen, a big globe, right? And then all of a sudden, you change the globe. You take that globe off your head, and you pick up another one. And it's a square globe this time, and you stick that thing on your head. Now your entire paradigm has changed. Never forget, that's the difference between practice in the NFL and a game in the NFL. Going from a circular globe to a square globe on your head. Can you call it a globe? That's the question. No. The paradigm changes completely. That's the answer.
Join Aaron Maloney, producer of the Doug and Wolf Show, and Arizona Sports tomorrow at Volkswagen North Scottsdale from 11 to 1. We'll be giving away Cardinals preseason and D-backs tickets, movie passes, and more. Plus, they'll be hosting an Adopt-a-Dog event in conjunction with Halo Animal Rescue with an on-site food truck. Head to the events page at arizonasports.com for details, and we'll see you tomorrow from 11 to 1 at Volkswagen North Scottsdale. Coming up next, the opportunity to see what you haven't seen on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Whether this is acceptable or not, I was watching quite a few games yesterday, some on the DVR because they're being recorded at different times, of different preseason games around. Patrick Mahomes, same thing. He only had like two, I don't have the stats in front of me. He only had like two or three incomplete passes for the Kansas City Chiefs, but the ones that were incomplete is like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And I am so fascinated with being a wannabe GM of keeping an eye on Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes!
Of Darnold plays tonight, of watching Darnold.
Yes.
Of even watching Saquon Barkley last night as it relates to the Giants picking Barkley with other quarterbacks on the table. And then there's Josh Rosen Saturday night. There are so many things. And listen, I believe in saying what you think first. And if you want to rip a GM, you better have already given your opinion on it. So then you recant if the GM's proven right or wrong or however that works. I don't like people that just show up out of nowhere and just start ripping a GM for a draft pick that they didn't argue with when the draft pick was made. Mm. You talk about what you would have done right there, you say it, and then you live with it and depend on what happens. But I am so fascinated with the games of last night, and I realize I don't need the preseason. Hey, this is just preseason. Okay, we all know things can change.
Yeah.
We all know how much is going to be different. We all know we learned nothing about Baker Mayfield's ability last night to read an NFL defense, figure out what they're trying to do, and then counteract that.
Sure. Okay,
we don't know that. But you did see a guy that in series number one looked like he didn't belong in the NFL. And you did see a guy convert a third and 18 with a great pass, a third and 8 with his legs while he kept his eyes downfield, a fourth down and 2 that he converted with his legs,
yeah,
and a great and 2 great passes on touchdown passes. So, I mean, there's good and bad. But for the most part, you know, Baker looked fantastic yesterday.
Yeah.
And how does that not draw you into, because Dorsey has stuck his neck out more than almost any other general manager by not only passing on Barkley, which,
yeah,
we understand,
right,
but also taking that quarterback. And so how do you not look at that through the Rosen prism forever?
Yeah, no, Doug Lace, I think you're right on that. But I will also say this right here. Once again, when you're evaluating Josh Rosen, don't just look at the obvious first and foremost, right? Don't just look at that. And also understand there's going to be good plays and bad plays. Baker Mayfield was a great example of that. You already touched on that, yeah, Doug Lace. Just the fact that he looked completely lost on one series. And the next series, here we
go. Yeah.
You know,
great.
This is the way that it's going to happen for some of these guys, right? For the most part. Josh Allen. Just look at Josh Allen and what he did with the Buffalo Bills, of course. There were some throws that Josh Allen made where you went, yeah, baby! Jim Kelly is back! Right? The K-Gun is back in Orchard Park, baby. And then there were others where you went, Josh, can I talk to you for a minute over here? Look, this is the way that it's going to be for the most part. Here's what I know we were not going to talk about Josh Rosen here. I'm going to throw this in. For the most part, I want to see Josh Rosen in his command of the offense. And what I mean by that, Basinonians, where Josh Rosen walks into a huddle and suddenly they don't have to re-huddle. Suddenly they don't have to call a timeout. They don't have to burn a timeout, right? Where there's not confusion on the field. I want to see Josh Rosen command the offense, command the huddle for the most part, right? I want to see Josh Rosen take the snap and throw the ball on time. 1, 2, 3, boom, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boom. That will tell you that maybe his primary read, he's in a flow, he's confident about the offense and what it is that he's seeing. If he pulls the ball down, there's a chance that maybe he's just not confident in what it is that he's seeing, what his eyes are telling him, right? The same applied for Baker Mayfield last night, just watching him. And then he made some throws. He made some throws.
Yeah,
the touchdown, the two route, the slant route to his wide receiver, and I forget the guy's name. Forgive me on this. But the throw to that was absolutely perfect. It was just in front of the body, into the body to just in front of the body, a perfect throw on a slant route. Baker Mayfield stuck it on him. A great throw. That's one of those throws that you look at, and you can start seeing the foundation of something good there. You don't know if it's going to be great. You don't know if it's just going to be the foundation and there's nothing else built on it. You don't know when that's going to happen, but at least it was a brick in the wall, so to speak.
Well, not.
Welcome to the NFL on EA Sports. Madness.
Yeah. I haven't got to play that in a while.
Yeah.
Take a chance. Because Chance Thomas, you're on the clock. Chance has 9 minutes to call right now at 602-260-9870.
602-260-9870.
Chance, here's your chance. If you want to win Madden 19, you've got 9 minutes to call. Now, Chance, if Chance does not call, we will open up the phone lines in 9 minutes. So make sure you're listening to the Football Fix at 8 o'clock, and we'll give you a chance to win if Chance does not call. Stuart did not call in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
So Matt took away his prize. Now, Chance, you've got a chance. Chance Thomas.
Stu, we're going to call you Chipino.
Wow. And by the way, all the people that are calling right now that are not named Chance, you don't have a chance. You will not win.
Funny, let him don't.
So make sure that you could prove yourself that when you call. It's funny you were talking about Josh Allen. Out of every response to give after having a, you know, I think for a rookie, an above average day, it's like he answered no questions.
No.
The throws Josh Allen made yesterday that were great were as great as he did at Wyoming.
Yeah.
And the throws that he didn't make were as inaccurate as they were in Wyoming. Yet out of every response, this does make you feel good if you're a Bills fan, of how do you feel after game number one, Josh? And he came out with something a little...
I love this game even more.
Okay.
You know, to get out here and throw with our guys and, you know, trust my linemen and execute the plays and listen to what Dable's talking about in the huddle. You know, this is something I've always wanted to do in my entire life. So to go out there and hear his voice in my head pre-snap, something that every kid wishes to do, that's just something really cool.
That is so cool.
I mean, it is cool to hear him say, I fell in love with the game even more. But it also shows you, there's a couple things I've seen lately that make me laugh about the way the world has changed.
How so?
One of them was Tiger Woods at Carnoustie between this last previous time and the one before it, because they had him near the same spot on the fairway, and all these people packed onto a hill to see him. And that was about 15 years ago, 14 years ago, whatever it was. And then near the same hill, they had Tiger Woods shooting a shot from the fairway, and they had
equal amount of people, none of them looking at Tiger. All of them looking at their phones to record Tiger. Oh, that was funny to me. And then now what do we hear from Josh Allen? I never thought as a kid growing up, what I dreamed of hearing was an offensive coordinator in my ear.
Yes.
So while I'm in the huddle, I give the play.
Yes.
Out of everything there is to say I dreamed about, I got my dream. I'm in a huddle hearing a voice in my helmet.
Yes.
And that's what – I don't remember how long the green dot has been around. 7 years, maybe?
Did he say anything about where he bought a home? Did he buy Orchard Park,
no.
as a matter of fact? Eagle Heights, maybe? Maybe it was Stonehenge?
No, he did not talk about that.
Maybe it was Bronview?
And the other thing is, for anybody in the check yourself crowd that wants to say, hey, calm down. Don't get excited. It's week one of the preseason. How about play one of the preseason?
Takes the snap on first and 10. Hand to Barkley. Looking for room. Bouncing around. Cuts through the middle. 15. Outside 20. 25, 30. Sideline 40. 50. And knocked out of bounds. And the Giants sideline inside Cleveland territory at the 48-yard line. The first touch for the second pick in this year's draft.
You freak.
It's the first week of the season.
That was WCBS on the call. You could hear him.
How do you not get jacked up?
I know.
Give him the ball once.
And the very
and the guy
first play.
Goes 39 yards.
First play
an
after
incredible
the kickoff.
Run.
I loved that the play-by-play guy got that excited. When you know it's play one of week one, and yet it's Saquon Barkley, number two pick, and he looked great.
You know the play-by-play guy was, do you believe this is happening on
exactly
the very first play?
I just thought that was hysterical.
That was great.
I love that. Did Chance call yet? Did Chance call yet?
Yes.
He did? We got a winner?
We got a winner.
Oh, well done,
Chance.
We've got a winner. So even though you can't win Madden 19 in the next beautiful part of the program, you still get John Clayton.
I see.
So that's pretty good.
Johnny.
So John Clayton's going to dominate. We're going to talk to John. And then on top of that, we still have two more to give away in the 8 o'clock and the 9 o'clock. So at some point between 8 and 9, we'll give away another Madden 19. Up next, what should we expect from Josh Rosen, from the Cardinals in preseason game number one? And how did the Seahawks look last night in this division? That's why we got John Clayton, our own NFL insider, next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.